Well, Mark, we've just seen Testa Grande trial, and it looked pretty impressive.
Yeah, pretty happy with the old fella. He's got a few issues, but hopefully he can put them behind him, and we won't tell him how old he is.
Look, what's the story behind him? How are you with you?
We brought him a few years back now. Obviously, he's a pretty high-class galloper when he's going. He's got form through Light Vision. I think he might even have a bit of form through Bauer, the year Bauer in second in the Melbourne Cup. So he was a Canberra Cup winner, and he's a good old horse. We paid a few bob for him, and he got crook travelling down, and we got him over that, and he had got about 10 or 12 weeks into a preparation and had a little tear in a tendon. Spent 12 months on the sideline, and he's been back in work about 6 months, and fingers crossed everything's holding together good. He looks to have got over his travel sickness, he's over that, and more importantly, his tendon's holding together, so we're hopeful for maybe the Devonport Cup if everything holds together.
Yeah, he looked good today. He stretched out nice in the straight.
Yeah, look, he's had a lot of work. He's been in work probably 6 months. Obviously, started off when I was down at Seven Mile Beach, which was very good to have a horse come back from a tendon injury to kick off down there. It couldn't have worked out perfect, to be honest. Dean Woodhouse and Rachel Clayton down at Guthrie, they did a lot of work with him, and we've sort of followed Doc Morris's rehabilitation program, if you like, to the letter, as far as what they call loading the tendon and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Starting off walking and trotting with no weight on their back, and progressing through from that to where we are today. And he's had three trials now, and he's held up good. So the fingers are crossed that his next stepping stone will be the new market. Probably not so much from a winning point of view, but more to see how he pulls up after it. If we get through the new market, then all of a sudden we can seriously look at the tote.com wait for age race and the Devonport Cup. They're his two main aims. We'll probably just go along steady with him sort of till he gets to those sort of more suitable races.
Well done, mate. Let's hope the pace just pays off.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.